Donna Fox. You are listening to Akashic Wisdom, and this is the program where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about your life purpose, and we talk about the world as according to the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, so that everything that is living today and everything that has ever lived has an Akashic record. We typically deal with the here and now and answer questions by you calling in. All I need is your current legal name, and that's what's helpful, okay? And I'm sure you know the numbers, but in case you don't, you can call in toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 888-429-5471. Or if you want to call direct, you can call 530-763-1574. So, interestingly enough, and again, my name is Donna Fox. I'm an Akashic Record teacher and consultant, and have been doing this for 17 years. Not necessarily on the station, but the Akashic Records is pretty much my life's work. And I am proud to be a part of the Akashic Record Consultants International, Akashic Records Consultants International, certified by them and a founder of the organization. But what's most important, I was doing a consultation with a lovely young lady today, and there was a statement that came forward that is important for us to take a look at in our lives. And the statement has to do with, as we move forward in our lives, if we deal with a lot of guilt about what we may have done, we didn't do, could have done, should have done, all that interesting information there. And the statement that came forward was to be willing to be wrong for a purpose. Willing to be wrong for a purpose. And what that means to you is that by going over your current lifetime and looking at the places where you are excited, where you possibly made a decision that you regret, it's about looking at your passions and looking at. It's not, the word's not mistake. Because it's not a mistake. You know, every choice we make, whether we agree with it or not, whether we move into it or not, whether we allow it to guide us or not, is an important piece of information. And so by being willing to be wrong with a purpose, it shifts our mind and our concepts to looking at our life with the purpose, if you will, of gathering information of what works and what doesn't work from a place of non-judgment. And what's important about that is that we are now in the throes of an energy shift that is major for this lifetime, major for this planet. And there's many of us that are feeling it. And if you're not feeling it, doesn't mean anything. It just means that you're focused on something else. But the shift that's happening here has to do with us becoming more responsible for who we are and more responsible for, and I hate to use this cliche because everybody uses it, but for loving ourselves, for accepting ourselves. And we have to really look at that. Part of that is the statement of being willing to be wrong with a purpose. By looking back at our life, and looking at our current life, and really becoming very conscious about telling ourselves the truth, we move into a space of that gives us the opportunity to release that which no longer serves us, as well as the guilt. You know, we can no longer mourn what was, because it does no good. It doesn't serve us. And so mourning what was can only bring us more pain and guilt, and it clouds our minds to stepping forward in the future. You cannot compare today to, or your decisions or who you are today, to who you were yesterday. To allow yourself to get into that trap is allowing yourself to stay in a hamster cycle of getting nowhere fast. You must release whatever it is that you don't like, didn't, whatever it is, it's got to be left at the side of the road, because in order for you to move forward, you have to invest in looking at the choices and what they brought to you, positive and negative. There is nothing that we choose or make decisions about on this planet that don't serve us, if we are willing to look at them. Nothing is 100% wrong, and nothing is 100% right. Everything has to do with your perception of it. So, that being said, I want to give you the numbers here to give a call. You can call in again at 888-429-5471. That's toll-free in Canada and the U.S. You can also call 530-763-1574, and our country code is 011. And you can email me a question if you'd like. Email address is info@akashicwisdom.com. Same name as the show, akashicwisdom.com. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I look forward to talking with you, working with you, helping you become willing to be wrong with a purpose. And so now, in the past, people would email questions and I would answer them. You have to understand, if you're just tuning in, that when I speak, I am telling you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel from the Akashic Records. I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. The prayer was handed down from the Mayans, and it was received from the Mayans of the Mayans from the Pleiadians. So for those people who are interested in off-planet information, this should be interesting for you. Because you can ask pretty much anything you want. Now, whether it's you're wired to receive the off-planet information, I can never know. But doesn't mean that you can't ask, because what's happening by asking, you are then able to open up the gates of information to be shared with other people that are listening. No question is ever too simple or not good enough, because if you're thinking it and you want to know it, there's somebody else out in this wonderful listening audience that wants to know it too. Now, the Akashic Records, the word Akasha is Sanskrit for the definition is light, the primary substance of which all things are made. And records, obviously, it's a recording, and for those people, again, who are just first-time listeners, the Akashic Records are a vibrational repository. As you may know, everything has a vibration and frequency here on this planet, actually within the universe. And anything that has ever lived or is living now has had or has a vibrational frequency. Every thought, word, and deed has a vibrational frequency. And all that information gets reposited into this wonderful level of intelligence called the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are very much like a divine Google. It's almost like everything. In order to access the Akashic Records in the work that I do, you need to ask a question. Now, there are many times people can just drop into the Akashic Records, and they just don't know how they got there, or they're not sure how to get out of there, or even how to get back. But the information is brought forward. There's many people who say, well, you know, I had a dream where they showed me the book, but when I opened it, there was nothing there. There's different ways of accessing Akashic Records. Some people will ask you to go into a guided meditation, but that requires your eyes being closed, which is fine if you're comfortable with that, but the reality is that it's very hard to work with if your eyes are closed, because you want to be able to journal the information that you receive. So the work that I do is based, again, on an accessing through that sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy and makes the information possible come forward. And it's all done with your eyes open, so you're in total conscious personality. So not only do I do individual consultations, but I also teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And we also have advanced classes where in level 2 you learn how to work with and open the records, the Akashic Records of animals, the land, and it's very interesting, plus other people. Because the land has a vibration too. And so there's many probabilities or possibilities in the Akashic Records. So it's never just one way. People ask, can I erase my records? Well, why would you want to? There's no reason to erase your records. No reason. Because everything is probability and possibility, and we have to get back to the reality that there is no choice or decision that was inherently damaging. It was all for learning. What also came forward this afternoon with this consultation was the definition, and I'm always fascinated by the information that comes forward. And one of the things that came forward, and I'll be with you in just a minute, caller, was the fact that there is a difference between a core issue and a life lesson. And a core issue, based on what the masters, teachers, and loved ones said, a core issue is something that we bring in with us that we are learning how to manage. We're learning how to manage. Would there be life lessons within it? Of course. But an actual life lesson, like, let's say, for depression or a lack of self-worth, these issues are life lessons that we brought with us or chose to create so that we could learn to neutralize those life lessons in order to assist the planet in releasing the other people of that, when you make it possible for those people to access the possibility of actually neutralizing various belief systems. So consultations are extremely, extremely insightful, and I never know what's coming around because it's not my information, it's my client's information. And so for that, in that light, I will welcome the caller to the Akashic Wisdom radio show. Hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Yes. Hi, my name is Ray, and thank you for taking my question.
Where are you calling from, Ray?
I'm calling from Southwest Montana.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And are you a first-time listener?
Yes, I am.
Great.
But I have an interesting question. I don't know if you want to entertain it or not, but I had an amazing experience last year on March 20th.
Okay.
And I was looking out my bathroom window late. It was about 4:30 in the morning, and I had the most profound sighting of a saucer-shaped UFO. Up in the sky. It was just out up over my yard a few hundred feet in the air, and it had flashing lights on it. It was hovering silently. It was just unbelievable, probably 300 or 400 foot diameter. The most amazing thing you could ever imagine. And I'm wondering what the significance of that would be in my life. Why would I see such a thing? I'm so curious. It had a profound effect on me in a greater realization of I don't know what, otherworldly things, but I'm just wondering what comment you might have about that.
Well, the interesting thing about it is that you didn't happen to have your camera with you, did you tell anybody else about this?
I did. I've told a lot of my personal friends and family, and I even was moved. I did a drawing of the whole thing with my estimates of measurements, and I wrote a letter to the governor of this state and told him what happened. And I thought it was so fascinating that we should look into it and do research on it. You know, it was just so amazing.
But, and what did he say?
Well, you know, they didn't comment. They didn't respond to the letter. But I did make an interesting contact with a woman who's just written a book about, in fact, it's called UFOs in Montana. And she's a scientist, a PhD. And she was quite interested, and I think we're probably going to have more communication about it. But
So I'm going to answer your question from the Akashic Records, but they want you to just remember, if you can, at the time that you saw this, can you remember how your body felt?
Oh, yes. I was extremely ecstatic and full of excitement and just awe. It was just a wonderful experience. I had it was just, you know, just totally excited me.
So the reality is that it filled you with a sense of joy. Would that be accurate?
Oh yes, absolutely.
So it was a joyful experience. Is that correct?
Yes, very much. Yeah.
So the first thing that you want to know and you want to realize is that when you were privy to see that wonderful disc, it was reminding you, as well as demonstrating for you, what it felt like to be joyful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's very important, Ray, that you understand that what I'm hearing is at that time of your life, there were many things you were questioning, and there were burdens that you were carrying that you really weren't sure of how the outcome would come forward. Does that make sense to you?
It sure does, yes.
Yeah. And so the creation of seeing that disc helped you, if you would look back at it and consider it this way, that what all ultimately seems impossible is possible.
I like that.
Yes, and that's a very important message for you.
Uh-huh. Yes, that resonates, really resonates.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the other piece here is that it's about taking and remembering that joyful aspect of the words I'm hearing of new adventure and using that as a barometer as to whether or not you want to do certain things in your life. When you're making a decision,
right.
It's being suggested that you compare what that decision would feel like to the joy and the bliss you felt when you saw the disc. Because
I'm considering a... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm considering changing my career path to something that would be more exciting and more fulfilling for me. I'm in the process right now and have been for a year or two, so that would tie right in.
And there comes a point when you have to really define for yourself what is secure enough in order to move into my bliss.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I understand.
The idea here is many times people hold off taking a chance or doing what they love for fear of losing their security.
Exactly. Yes.
And the reality of losing the security has to do with not telling yourself the truth of what really you already have that gives you the ability to move into what would ultimately be your bliss. See, the piece is people work from a place of doubt. And that's why it's important for you to remember that statement of what seems to be impossible is possible.
Right.
Because what are the odds? Now think about this. What are the odds that you would be up at 4:30 in the morning and you open up your bathroom window and, whoops, hello, you've got some extra visitors there.
Right.
You know, it's not like they were stalking you, right?
No. Not at all. Yeah, in fact, after this ship disappeared, it shot off a blue plasma ball that was just magnificent, and then it puffed out, and the ship disappeared. And I was so excited, I ran outside and looked, was out on the front yard looking around trying to find it again. But it had disappeared by that point. So.
But the energy was still there in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
The energy was still there in your heart. And that blue plasma ball...
Yes.
Actually, the remnants of that were what has energetically awakened you in many areas. If you look back from a year ago to today, what I'm hearing is that there are things that have kind of like fallen into place for you and been a few aha moments of, oh, that's interesting. Well, look at that. Oh, that is
right.
And there was like, is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I want you to understand that what's coming forward here is that seeing that disc was not really by chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seeing that disc was an actual... I'm waiting for the right words. A date that you created eons ago. To help awaken you.
Okay, yeah.
So the visitors were not necessarily visitors so much as your friends coming to remind you of who you truly are.
Yes. I like that.
and I understand that sometimes that's hard to receive. So receive what you can and keep that in your heart and continue to ask yourself the question, what does that mean? They were here to remind me of who I truly am. How do I, you know, and continue to ask yourself the question, but from a place of knowing in this respect.
Right.
The phraseology is, why do I know I know who I truly am?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do I know who I truly am? And don't even try to answer the question so much as allowing the universe to bring forth the information for verification for you.
Uh-huh. Right. Wow. Well, thank you very much. That's
you're
really...
welcome. You're kind of full right now, aren't you?
Yeah. Pardon me?
I said you're it's not, what I'm hearing is it that you're kind of full with information. It's like, okay,
I got
two on this for a while.
It was perfect. That really really brings it together in my heart and my mind. So you really helped me. I sure appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and always remember that you are a magnificent human being because you are a being of light.
Thank you. Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you tell your friends to listen in, too. And if you want to listen to this, there's an archive on it, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Ray. Well, you be well. You live in a beautiful part of the country.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Take Bye. Care. Bye-bye. Bye. So the reality, ladies and gentlemen, of that wonderful phone call from Ray from Southwest Montana, what's important for you all listening is that he brought forth, by his question about the UFO, is the fact that we all have to remember who we truly are. And we all have to redefine for ourselves what our bliss is. Now, the fact that the synergistic effect of that sighting for him was an awakening. And so we offer the fact that this phone call that was answered by the Akashic Records for him was also an awakening for you. And so we really want you to understand how much more powerful you are than you could ever know or give yourself credit for. This is a time, my friends, that we need to really move into our bliss. We need to create and look at our lives as meaningful activities, no matter what the job. There is no such thing as mundane if you put your spirit into it. There is nothing considered menial unless you give it that definition. And as I've mentioned before, there was a beautiful message on my Facebook page that actually said, gratitude is the only prayer. Gratitude is the only prayer. And then what the masters, teachers, and loved ones have to say is gratitude is always the answer. No matter what's happening, it's about being grateful for what you're aware of and what you're able to see, what you're able to feel, what you're able to decipher from a place of learning and caring. If you allow yourself to move into the depths of victim or depression, please understand this is not a criticism. It's, if you will, an encouragement to take small steps with gratitude. You know, it's funny, as I'm speaking, the master's teachers and loved ones are reminding me of when I was in labor when I was having babies. I have three children. And when the contraction would come, and I understand that men have a hard time understanding what a contraction's like, but for women, you understand it. I would breathe through it in gratitude. And it wasn't because I was working with the Akashic Records at that time. I didn't know any better. I was a young kid in my 20s. All I knew is how happy and grateful I was to be having a baby. And how joyful I was when that child was born and I could hold that beautiful being. And so the pain was it hurt. But I was grateful to be able to feel the pain because I knew that something good would come from it. And so so every time we as a human birth something of worth, many times, in most cases, there's some pain involved. It's just the way we set the whole planet up. It's just the way we set our lives together, our lives here on the planet. It's like a collective consciousness of we're going to go to Earth and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. No, in order to get something, it's going to hurt a little bit. Okay, I can go on with that. And I know some of you are saying, what was I thinking? The reality is that when we move into gratitude, the pain dissipates because we remove the judgment and we move into ourselves as acceptance. And acceptance has everything to do with being observant, to observe ourselves. I mean, think about all the times we talk to ourselves that are so negative. And you know that the voices that we're hearing are not our own. Those are the voices that we were raised with, the judgmental voices that helped us not value ourselves. And again, and we're not going to blame those voices. It's not about blame. Clearly, our parents raised us the way they were raised. They did the best they could with what they had in raising us. Some did better than others. So, just know that. I just got an email from Jojo Shaken, a wonderful photographer. And he wanted to share that on May 20th of last year of 2012 was a solar eclipse. And this was a message for Ray, but I think Ray actually saw this disc on March 20th. I could be wrong, but I think he said March 20th. Be interesting to Google March 20th and see what was going on then. But notice that was... You know, it was near a solstice of some kind, I think. Isn't there a solstice on March 21st or March 20th or something? I don't know. I could ask the records, I suppose. Gee, what a concept, huh? You know, sometimes, even though I'm an Akashic Record consultant and teacher, I sometimes forget to ask the most obvious questions. But thank you for that, Jojo. Thanks. I'm so glad you're listening. He is making comment that there are very powerful energies coming through. And that's what's the other thing that you want to listen to, folks. When you're hearing this program, you're hearing at one level. And energetically, there is more happening energetically through my voice and the words of the Akashic Record Masters, teachers, and loved ones than you can even comprehend. And I'm not saying you're stupid. It's not that. It's just that we don't have the brain power. We only have the antenna, if you will. It's like I don't have to know how a TV works to turn it on and enjoy it. The same way I can enjoy this show, and you can enjoy this show, and you can enjoy the words, but no, there's more to what's happening here than just Donna Fox talking. And you know, it's also interesting, just from a personal point of view, is last week and the whole week prior to that, and the week before, I had laryngitis. I didn't feel bad. My voice changed. I mean, to the point that I was whispering, that I couldn't get any vibration in my voice. And now that I seem to be over that, there's a different quality to my voice now. So if you were to listen to other shows on the archives, and you were to listen to this one, you will notice there is a different vibration in my voice. And the difference has to do with being able to carry and emit higher and different frequencies than before. And so that's why it's really important to listen not only with your ears, but with your heart to this show. And that's the same way my CD, Remembering Your Magnificence, is. Because there's vibrational healing on that. And that's all about helping us remember home and our own perfection. That's available. You can order it, and I would send it right out to you. They're $18 each, plus $5 shipping and handling. And you can get more than one copy. But that's important for you to understand that anything you can do to raise your vibration, to move into your center, to move into your into love. And love is acceptance. It's forgiveness of self. And that's important. It's also gratitude and joy. I work with many clients who want to clear things. And we'll do a wonderful clearing, and they will then continue on with conversations about how much what was cleared hurt them. And the reality is, even though energetically it has cleared, it has not cleared their mind. And so that if you can clear it energetically, a healer can help you clear your blocks energetically. But if your mind will not allow it to be cleared, and you still allow the memories to play, you bring the pain back. So when you say, I'm ready to clear that which no longer serves me, realize that if you go to someone for help who has cleared the blocks for you, be willing to release the memory of the pain. Because releasing the memory of the pain is what neutralizes. And then it no longer is a part of your life. However, if you're not willing to give up that mental pain, it will follow you. And so also really get clear. I mean, it's a really important piece that people forget, that as soon as is that you go to a healer, you want to get rid of it, you want to get rid of it, and all of a sudden, and you can't get rid of the memory. And the way you get rid of the memory is to ask for assistance in forgiving yourself, for allowing that situation to take place. Even though in many cases there was no way you had any control over it, your child or whatever. But the reality is nothing happens without our consent. From an energetic point of view, this is not to put blame on anyone. It's to help them understand that it's time for them to be willing to be wrong with a purpose, and to ask, what was the purpose of that event? How did that shape my life? How did that create me? How did that knowledge help me? Because you already know how it hurt you. You now want to know how it's helped you. So I want to also invite folks to listen, that are listening, to call in. You know, we had a great question from Ray. I'd love to get some more questions or comments. And you can dial toll-free in the United States or Canada, 888-429-5471. You can also dial direct, 530-763-1574. Or you can email me a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. Oh, and JoJo just sent back some information. Yes, March 20th, which is what came forward, was the spring equinox, which is also a very interesting time for his sighting, because it's all about rebirth. The spring equinox is about rebirth. It's about opening to possibilities. It's about beginning the blossoming of the spring. It's about receiving the sun and receiving the knowing of who we are. So spring equinox is a very important time, absolutely. Thank you, JoJo, for that information. And so for those of you folks who would be interested in a personal consultation with me, you could also call me on my private number. And that number is 216-691-1233. I also do classes, and I travel around the country, so if you have a group that would like to hear a lecture about the Akashic Records, please contact me. Also do that. Have prayer, will travel. I always like to come out and see the folks who are listening. It's a lot of fun. So what, you know, we are here in the beginning of March. And, you know, we have a few weeks before the spring equinox. Here we are. Spring equinox is, you know, on a Wednesday this year, 20th and 21st. Very powerful time. Notice it's a time right before the Passover, Jewish Passover, and Easter. And those are very important holidays for the Judeo-Christian folks, of which I guess I'm one of those folks, and so notice that. Easter Sunday is the 31st. Palm Sunday would be the 23rd, the 24th rather. And the spring equinox is right there, right before that. Shifting energies. So these holidays that we have created to commemorate different happenings in the history of humanity, again, are no accidents, because they help us remember what's possible. They also help us remember that impossible, what appears to be impossible, is possible. For example, the parting of the Red Sea during the trip to Egypt for the Hebrews, the Jewish people, the resurrection of Jesus for the Christians, and other miracles that we want to at least acknowledge, because when we acknowledge this, we acknowledge that what seems impossible is possible. But the impossible is much, if we give too much energy to the impossible, we get invested in it not happening. We get invested in it not being so, so that for it to happen, we, in many cases, wouldn't trust it. I was working with another client that came forward that if his healing were immediate or happened overnight, he would reject it because he wouldn't trust the immediateness of it, because his belief systems were in place not to receive it so quickly. There is more work that he had to do in order to be able to, quote-unquote, deserve the healing. So we have a responsibility to ourselves to really uncover the belief systems that no longer serve us, to redefine what we want from our lives, to redefine what is joy, and to allow ourselves to open and blossom to the resurrection of who we are, so that we can part those waters and walk right through in that miracle. Whether that's in order of biblical stories or not, it has to do with us unfolding ourselves in a way that we can accept and be proud of. In fact, that's one of the things you've heard me say before, if you've have been listening. One of the things that the masters, teachers, and loved ones tell us is the way to start is to start creating a list of things that you like about yourself, or things that you're proud of, things that you do every day, at least 1 to 5 things every day that make you feel good about you, that you're proud of. They don't have to be big things. They could be going to the mall and parking in a farther parking lot, rather than the closest one, so that you can walk a little bit more. It could be cleaning out a dresser drawer. It could be throwing away but donating some clothes that you no longer need. Allow yourself to feel good and proud of yourself for releasing that which no longer serves you. All of that has an effect on us. We want to be able to start receiving the divine vibrations of love. And more than just receiving them, we need to accept them and have a knowing that we are worthy of them. the knowing that needs shifting. Because we are on a path, my friends, of love and glory. And we want to be right there at the front of the line. Always going to be enough for everyone. There always is enough for everyone. So I'd like to just consider that. So we're getting close to the end of the show. And if someone would like to call in, this is a good time, or email a question, comment, this is a real good time to do that. That'd be great. And the address to email is info@akashicwisdom.com. Just like the show. And my name is Donna Fox, Akashic Records teacher, consultant, life coach, business coach, all through the Akashic Records to help you understand your path and help you with tools to help you create the life you truly want. And so that's the message for today. The message for today is for you to move into your own knowing, your own acceptance, and allow yourself to be loved, even by yourself. So with that, I'm going to close the show. See you next week, I'll be here next week. And again, I wasn't here last week because I had no voice, so I couldn't speak. But I so deeply appreciate you listening, and I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your caring, and I appreciate your calls. Every one of you who has listened tonight, by taking the information and using it in your life in whatever way makes sense to you, it helps spread the love on the planet. It helps others, because when you do it for you, you make it available to the masses energetically. So for those people who are really, really, really want to help humanity, the recommendation is you have to help yourself first. And you all deserve it. You all deserve it. We have another question from Bob. His question is, on Friday, February 22nd at 10 p.m., I looked out my window and saw a bright flash and noticed what looked like a star, but it began to pulsate and began moving north. It kept pulsing very brightly as it moved away. I have had many sightings, but none quite like this one. I was wondering if this particular sighting had any significance, or if sightings are increasing and building up to something within the collective consciousness. And so it's really important, Bob, that you heard this program tonight to understand what that was about for you. So everything that was said to Ray is ditto for you. And are the sightings increasing? What I'm hearing is it's the acknowledgement of the sightings that are increasing. And it's, you have to understand that the majority of people on Earth believe that there is extraterrestrial life. And I think they did a study and like 70 or 80% believe that there is something out there, which is helpful because there is. But we have to take responsibility to get ourselves ready to receive what the loving beings have to offer us. Unless we work ourselves to a space of love, non-judgment, and being open and compassionate, when the actual beings of light that are out there, the extraterrestrials, cannot come in and do what they need to do because we won't trust them and there'll be hostile feelings. And we have to work very, very strongly so that we have our radar intact of how much we love ourselves. And when our boundaries are straight, and when we move into loving ourselves, accepting ourselves, forgiving ourselves, then we will be able to recognize the purity and that kind of love in someone else or another being. And that's what this is all about. We have to prepare our way to be able to receive what these wonderful, you know, ETs have to offer. It's about us preparing our way. So I hope that's helpful. And what's building up is our own energy of having and wanting to truly walk in our own light, in the light of divine, so we know who we truly are. I hope that's helpful. So take that experience you had, listen to the archive of the show, and understand what that message was for you. So, time for me to say goodnight here in Ohio, and I hope this program has been helpful. If you found this program helpful, I would love to get your feedback, and it's always it helps me. It's always nice to know that what you're doing is worthwhile, and I believe what I'm doing is very worthwhile. It's my service to humanity. So with that, I'm going to close the records. I'm going to first wish you a miracle-filled week. Miracle-filled week. May your hearts be opened. May your burdens be lifted. And may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet radio show by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye.